Campbell dictating on Elizabeth Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. Date of birth is January 2nd, 1982. I saw Mrs. Garcia today for initial consultation regarding her hypothyroidism. She is a 31-year-old female who was diagnosed with hypothyroidism in 2012. She also has fibromyalgia, depression, PCOS, hypertension, non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, and metabolic syndrome diagnosed in 2005. She has also had a kidney stone in 2010. For her hypothyroidism, she is currently on Synthroid 112 micrograms daily. She recently moved from Pennsylvania about 7 months ago. She has been out of her Synthroid for about 1 month, and she endorses symptoms of fatigue and decreased stamina. She also reports thinning hair. She states that her nails and her skin do not show any changes. She denies dry skin or brittle nails. She reports occasional diarrhea. However, this is not frequent. She denies any radiation exposure to her thyroid gland. For her polycystic ovarian syndrome, this was diagnosed in Pennsylvania, and she was on metformin therapy for this. The patient was unable to tolerate metformin secondary to diarrhea and gastrointestinal intolerance, and therefore she discontinued this therapy. She reports that her menstrual cycle is irregular. She does not currently have any children, and she has never been pregnant. Plan number one for her hypothyroidism: I will check the patient's current TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. I would also like to check a TPO antibody level to assess for Hashimoto's thyroiditis. I renewed her prescription for Synthroid 112 micrograms daily for a 90-day supply. I will see the patient in 4 weeks and review the labs with her. Number two, for her polycystic ovarian syndrome, I have started the patient on Glumetza 1,000 milligrams each evening. The patient will need a GYN follow-up for a yearly evaluation. Number three, for her metabolic syndrome, I will order a current fasting comprehensive metabolic panel and a hemoglobin A1C. The patient is likely pre-diabetic, and the metformin therapy will also help with this. Number four, for her hypertension, I renewed the patient's prescription for lisinopril 2.5 milligrams daily. The patient has been out of this medication, hence her elevated blood pressure. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.